counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, it's Dil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, we're having a little bit of fun this week. Although, I think we have fun every week, Brian. Wouldn't you say?
I have fun.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah, we have fun every week. But this week in particular, because there are a couple of special things happening, and it is the Earshot 20. We are doing a special predictions episode. We've never done this before, so this is new to us.
Always nice to mix it up a little bit, do something different.
It is. And so this episode is about us picking what we think, along with some of our friends from campus and community radio, what we think will be in the top 20 of 2015, because that'll be coming up in just a couple months, right?
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
I know.
Really, only about two months.
I know. And do you know what that means? It also means that our Christmas special is just around the corner, which you better not bow out on me this year just because you have a baby or whatever. Anyway, we've got all kinds of music to bring you in the program, as we do every week. And this is also a special program because it is our funding drive episode. We're reaching out to you to make a donation to us to help keep this campus and community radio station where we record and broadcast First Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station alive. And by making a donation, you help us do that. Brian's got information for you. Instead of telling you where to find the charts, which you probably already know if you've listened to all 170 something episodes, he's going to tell you a little bit about why Fund Drive is important.
Yeah, I'll let you know what it's all about. Funding Drive is the most important fundraising event of the year for our home station, which is Local 107.3 FM CFNH in St. John, New Brunswick. And for 1 week, we ask our listeners to show their support for this station and for independent campus community radio broadcasting in St. John. The drive ran this year from Saturday, October 25th, 2015 to Saturday, October 31st, 2015, meaning we're almost at the very end as this show airs live out of Local 107.3 FM on October the 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. So we are rounding the bend. We're having a great week so far, looking to raise $5,000. As the show progresses, we'll let you in on some of the tidbits about what that money will go towards. But last year and the year before, you helped us raise our most money ever each year. So we're looking to break that record again this year, and we could really use your help. You can give us a call live in the booth as we're on the air. Area code 506-648-5925. And you can also find lots more information online at localfm.ca.
All right, Steven's going to join us in this hour of the program, of course, and also Jason Wellwood will be joining us as well to talk about the importance of campus and community radio, what it means to him. They're also making selections. Steven's giving us his picks of his favorite albums, which just so happen to align with the charts. I don't know if he did that on purpose,
sure,
but it aligns with the charts. And Jason's giving us a pick of what he thinks will be in the top 20 of 2015. And then Brian and I have our list, which was handily selected by Brian and not by me at all. So
I think there's some things you would have chosen for sure.
Oh, there definitely
you
is.
You could do it.
I could have, but I just appreciate all the work that you put into it.
Yeah, so we'll give you a little bit of the scoop as to what Earshot is. As we do every single week, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which comes out, and normally we bring you selections from the top 20 albums of the top 50 list. And at the end of the year, we bring you the top 20 of the top 200 albums of the year. So throughout this episode, the next 2 hours, we are making predictions to what we think will be at the top of the list, and we will be joined by our friends from other campus community radio stations for whom this radio station and this show wouldn't have the weight that it does. And thanks so much for all those folks to airing the program.
Well, are you fat shaming me right now?
What?
No.
And that will include, as Anthony just mentioned, Jason Wellwood from CILU, but we'll also be touching base with our friend just down the road from us, Aaron Bond at Fredericton Station CHSR. So we'll get to their picks in the not too distant future. But for now, we're going to make some of our own predictions. Some of these I feel like are pretty obvious, and
I think so.
They're going to be guaranteed to probably be on the list. Anything that was at the number one spot from, especially ones that were at the number one spot for more than 1 month in a row. But what I've learned from this list over the last couple of years is that it isn't always that easy to predict because it's all based on a point system. So kind of the same way that the Canadian election works, you don't know the percentage of like the points that they got to get that spot. Right. So maybe one week's whoever is at number one, hypothetically, not really knowing how the point system works, if they had 10 points, the second spot had 9 points, but maybe another week, the number one spot had like 20 points, the number spot had like 5 points. I don't know.
I think you've lost every single person.
I think people can follow my logic here. That's just to say we don't know the weight that everything held to hold at certain spots every month. So usually you'd be surprised how this list shapes up. So I'm going to play some stuff here as well that's just feels to me like it was around a lot and we were really enjoying. We were saying a lot about them every single week. We're going to kick it all off here with Freak Heat Waves, Bonnie's State of Mind. We're going to hear a track from that one called Liquid Gold. And then we're going to hear the title track from Joel Plaskett's latest, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test, as well as White Horse, Leave No Bridge Unburned with Sweet Disaster.
All right, here's Freak Heat Waves on the Earshot 20s prediction episode. Also, our fun drive, call us right now, 648-5925, if you'd like to pledge your donation to help support our home station, Mobile 107.3 FM. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
This is the Park Avenue Sobriety Test. It's a kick in the teeth. It's the hornet's nest. It's the Park Avenue Sobriety Test. It's the cold hard light of day. It's the pain in your heart. It's the look in your eyes. All of your friends are dropping like flies. It's the hole in the sky when a young man dies. Just wanna go to sleep. And when you finally sleep, you imagine a world. It's a beautiful world, filled with beautiful girls. And the girls in your world, the one you imagine, they all wanna know your name. So you tell them your name, and they give you their number. As you're calling them up, you awake from your slumber, 'cause your landlord's outside, he's driving a starting to catch a cold. This is the Park
Avenue
Sobriety Test. It's a kick in your face. It's the hornet's nest. It's the
Park Avenue
Sobriety Test. It's the cold hard light day. It's the kid on the street. He's having a ball, and you're watching his feet, 'cause he's kicking a ball, 'cause he don't need a phone.
that the government sent, 'cause he's out on the deck. Some words will not autocorrect, like who the fuck will pay our rent. Some people are wealthy, others are rich. Some people complain, others just bitch. It might take a second to tell which is which, but the devil is in the details. This is the park. Sobriety test, it's a kick in the teeth, it's the hornet's nest, it's the park.
Park Avenue.
Sobriety test, it's the cold hard light of day. It's the girl at the bar, she's pouring a drink, she's taking your dough, and you think that she winks, so you ask her her name, and she tells you a lie, 'cause Frank's not a woman's name. Last call has been called, and now Frank's closing down. You're out on the street, and there's no one around, and it's raining outside, and whiskey you drown, and now you're walking across a bridge, and you're sobering up, and you get to the park, and it's sketchy as hell.
Shot 20. Yeah. close enough to the rhythm of solitude. Ashes to ashes to dust. Oh.
That was Sweet Disaster by Whitehorse, Leave No Bridge Unburned. We also heard in the middle there the title track from Joel Plaskett's latest album in 2015, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test. And we kicked it all off this week as we're trying to predict what we think will be the top 20 albums of 2015 with Bonnie's State of Mind, the latest record from Freak Heatwaves, and a track called Liquid Honey.
So like we've been saying, it is our predictions episode for albums that will be on the top 20 of 2015. Also our Funding Drive episode. And what is Funding Drive? Well, it is our annual giving campaign that we look to you, our listeners, for your support here at Local 107.3 FM, our home station, because without you, we wouldn't be able to bring you the great programming that we do. And without some of our friends across the country, we wouldn't be able to do that. Of course, even though it's a different type of episode, we're still catching up with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He is a senior editor there and a friend of ours on the program. Stephen, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us this week in this special episode.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
It's going to be pretty unique because we're counting down what we think are going to make the top 20. We haven't asked you to do that, but we have asked you to give us some of your favorites, and you do have some favorites to impart on us throughout the episode this week. And we're going to kick things off. I'll let you give us one of your favorites now, and we'll chat a little bit later on about some of the important things about independent media. But first, I want to get to one of your songs because you always have great song picks for us every week. So I'm excited to see what you pick.
Thank you. So I decided when the year-end thing comes around, I'll do my favorite songs of the year. These are not my favorite songs, but rather a song each from three of my favorite albums. The first one I'm going to do is actually from the most recent of these releases. It's a song of Joanna Newsom's latest album. It's called Divers. It's out now on Drag City. It's another, her last album was in 2010, 5 whole years ago, and it was a triple album, maybe the most consistent triple album ever released. It's a crazy amount of music, but it was unbelievably good and really sort of stamped on the world just how good of a songwriter she is. On her new album, Divers, she sort of scales it back just a little. It's an 11-song album. It's short by her standards, about 50 minutes, but it really sums up what's made her great over the past decade since she released her debut. This song is called Leaving the City. It was one of the two tracks that she released to tease the album. It really showcases her knack for arrangement. There are some cool distorted little guitar parts on there, which are a first for her. And it features her signature harp as well, and her voice, which, in all honesty, turns some people, it's a little bit divisive. I love it. I think it's incredibly both robust and idiosyncratic. It's definitely its own thing. You're going to hear it right now. Leaving the City by Joanna Newsom on Earshot Radio.
Deeper than death, we see the name, we see the pain, and our You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Empire's crumbling, Darth needs work. BK is hiring night managers. Darth brings his resume and he uses the Force. He is a shoo-in, he can't be ignored. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Jar Jar Binks comes in on Whopper Wednesday, and then he disappears. Next thing you know, a couple weeks later, a special on the Big Fish sandwich appears. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Luke comes in whining, I want breakfast, but it is 10:33. Darth stares at him, says, you want a Whopper? Luke says, don't try that Jedi stuff with me. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Teenagers come in and order water, fill their water cups up with soda pop. Darth feels a disturbance in the Force. Next thing the teenagers know, their breath gets cut off. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to respect the seltzer pop machine. BK has got a new king now. Janice calls in sick for her shift. Darth Vader is super suspicious. She's partying down at the kegger. Next thing she know, Boba Fett shows up to get her. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Oh, 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 BK has got a Sith Lord now.
That was BK Has a New King by B.A. Johnson. His album in 2015 was called Shit Sucks. We think it might be in the top 20 albums of 2015. And we also heard from Stephen Carlick from Exclaim. He's going to let us know throughout the episode some of his favorite albums so far in 2015. And first, he mentioned Joanna Newsom's latest released album, Divers. It just came out, and we heard a track called Leaving the City.
Well, as you know, it's a special episode of the Earshot 20. I hope you're enjoying our Fun Drive episode as we count down the albums we think will be making it onto the top 20 of 2015. First time Brian and I have ever done this, and we're bringing in some friends to help us out as well, because we couldn't possibly make all of the picks. That would be very one-sided. And so we've reached out to some of the stations that we're partnered with, and we're very excited to be chatting right now with Jason Wellwood from CILU. And Jason, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's awesome to be able to reach out to others who are working in the sector. And you know, as much as we do, how important a fund drive is for a campus and community radio station. And so give us a little bit of background about what you do at CILU.
Sure. Well, I'm the station manager for CILU in Thunder Bay. And I've been the station manager for 7 years. Actually, just a couple of weeks ago, I celebrated my 11th anniversary at the station. I started as a volunteer music director, and then I was the program manager, and eventually that job got rolled into the station manager's job 7 years ago.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
Well, thanks.
Very cool. And so... the importance of community radio, we know that there, you know, it's a voice for those who otherwise wouldn't have a voice. Why do you feel community radio is important?
Oh, your show's not long enough for that, Anthony.
Okay, how about trying to pare it down into a couple of phrases?
Sure. The short answer is, with the continued nationalization of radio stations like CBC and one or two big powers now owning most of the radio powered media in the world, stations like ours and like yours become more and more important, because voices that would normally have a platform somewhere are finding that they're having a harder time getting to that platform. Community radio stations, campus-based stations are becoming that platform, and more people who are maybe disenfranchised listeners of the other stations, or are fed up with hearing the same song 40 times a day, are turning to stations like ours for this important information and for this fantastic music that they're not finding anywhere else.
And it is important to be able to deliver this kind of programming, as well as others. And anybody who listens to campus and community radio knows that they can tune in and they're going to get an eclectic mix. They're not just going to get a bunch of music, like you said, the same song over and over. They're going to get something, you know, they might be listening to some easy listening or indie pop for an hour, and then they tune in, they might hear talk radio, and there might be something cultural on after that. So it really is a mix. But because it is so much, and because there are so many people working behind the scenes, it's super important to help fund it as well.
Absolutely. We don't get the funds that big commercial radio stations get. And, you know, by the same token, those kind of funds come at a cost. Big commercial radio stations will play 40 minutes of commercials and 20 minutes of music, whereas with stations like ours, community radio stations, we're only allowed a maximum of 4 minutes per hour. So you're getting a lot more bang for your buck when you advertise with stations like ours. Or conversely, if you're donating, you're donating to hear more information than you or music. You're not donating to hear advertising, and so that works out well.
Awesome. Well, Jason, we really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us and let our listeners know why you think it's important to help fund community and campus radio. And of course, you can call into us here at the station. It is our fund drive this week, but we also encourage you, no matter where you're listening to us, to call into your local station, donate, and support them so that they can help deliver great programming just like this to you all year round.
Absolutely, and I'm sure, Anthony, with it is with you guys as it is with our station. Fund drive is incredibly important, but supporting your station, your campus and community radio stations all year round is also very important. Whether it's monetarily or letting your friends know that you heard this amazing music or this amazing information on your community station and where they can find it, because that helps immensely as well.
For sure. All right, we're going to get to it, because I want to know what your pick is for the top 20 of 2015. And Brian and I have been joking around. We're not sure what kind of prize we would do. But if somebody does get it bang on, if they do get one that is in the top 20, we're going to have to do something. So there will be, if you get it, there will be some sort of prize or something come your way. I can guarantee that.
Awesome. I love prizes, especially surprise prizes. My pick for top 20 of this year is an album that is bouncing around our charts quite a bit and bouncing around the Earshot charts as well. It's Destroyer's Poison Season. particularly, I'm picking this particularly because a gentleman by the name of Shane Eamon did the video for Times Square, and he actually works at one of our local record stores here in Thunder Bay.
Awesome stuff. All right, well, here it is right now, Jason Wellwood's pick for our Top 20 of 2015 special and our Fun Drive episode. We are taking guesses at what might make it onto the charts at the end of the year. Jason, thanks very much, and all the best with you and your station there, and we really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Thanks, Anthony, and all the best to you and Brian and everybody there as well. Good luck with your Fun Drive. I'm hoping that you do make enough money for that private jet.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody. All right, here they are, Destroyer on the Earshot 20. Stick around, there's more on the way.
Visit the symphony and I smell the right world. Midnight meets the rain. Midnight meets the rain. Midnight meets the rain. You've been standing on deep water. Fill our cups with rum and raise a toast to them. And raise a toast to the world of scum around us closing in. The light. I suffered a terrible fright last night, and I got no interest in getting dressed today to go outside and play a game you know so well. Come to my senses, just like the time before, the time before that. I visit the symphony, I smell the right well. Midnight meets the rain. Midnight meets the rain. Midnight meets the rain. You've been standing on deep waters. Midnight meets the rain. Midnight meets the rain. We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was I Get That Feeling Central from Tough Age's album from Mint Records, I Get The Feeling Central, which came out not all that long ago. And it is our number one presently, and it was our number one for a few weeks in a row not all that long ago. Probably going to be the number one for September. That list hasn't come out yet. It is Destroyer with Poison Season. We heard a track called Midnight Meet the Rain.
Well, there you go. We've got a couple more tracks we're going to bring you. Of course, it's not the countdown, the traditional countdown this week. Instead, Brian and I are predicting what might be in the top 20 of 2015. And I think we're doing a damn good job at it.
Yeah, I don't know what it'll actually look like at the end of the year, but I'm sure a lot of the things people have been talking about will make their way onto the list.
Well, and we talked when I talked to Steven as well, we were talking about how even though all of the albums that are out now have done very well and they've garnered a lot of support on the charts, there still is some good stuff to come in this year. And I don't remember, I feel like last year there was an album that charted and all of a sudden it went up to number one and actually did make it into the top 20 of 2015, even though, or 2014 rather, even though it came in late in the year. And we are waiting on an album from Grimes, so there's that.
It's true. You
mic
never know
drop
what might happen.
I'm done for the rest of the day.
Yeah, and last year the number one of the whole year was Chad Van Galen with Shrink Dust, but there's lots of other albums that were near the top there as well. We had Caribou, Mac DeMarco, all those folks.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got a few more tracks to bring you. And of course, in addition to making predictions about what's going to be on the top 20 of 2015, it's also our Fund Drive episode. We've got lots of music, and all of this great music wouldn't be possible without Campus and Community Radio. Independent media is really important to support these artists that you're hearing, and also a lot of the great programming that you hear on your station that you might be listening to this on because of Campus and Community Radio, and because of the support that you give us so that we can give back to you. And you can support us right now at Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick by calling us at 648-5925. Also encourage you, no matter where you're listening to this show, to support your local campus and community radio station, because without that support, great programming like this and the programming that you hear on your station wouldn't be possible.
Yeah, absolutely. You should definitely consider supporting Campus Community Radio anywhere in Canada. And this week, we're asking you to support our local station, for which this program wouldn't be possible, Local 107.3 FM.
All right, here we go. We're going to kick off the last set of three right now. Brian's going to let you know what you're going to hear.
All right, we're going to kick it all off here with The Weather Station. I don't know that this album ever cracked number one, but it was definitely floating around the top for quite a period of time. So I'm guessing that if it's not in the top 20, it'll be pretty high up on the list. That is an album called Loyalty, and here is a track called Floodplain.
Every stream a torrent, with highway bridges that run high across the plains fleet. Half of the Maritimes, they say, is running this way. Can it really be so effortless?
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Shot 20.
Yeah.
the Earshot 20.
And that was the title track from Cross's latest record. We also had Fountain in there. Fountain 2 was the name of their most recent album. And we heard a track called Egg Island. That was a pick from the program director out of CFUV, Johnny Regalado. Didn't have a chance to connect with him. Didn't work out with our schedules this week. But thanks so much for him to contributing. And thanks so much to them for airing the program for quite some time now. And we also heard from the weather station from the album Loyalty. We heard Floodplain.
Well, there you have it. It is our predictions episode for the Earshot 20, predicting what will be making the top 20 of 2015. And that is the countdown in an essence for the first hour of this program. Of course, also our Fun Drive episode. You can find us online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. So, Brian, as we wrap up this hour of the program, as I did mention, it is our Fund Drive episode. So we're looking for donations, soliciting some donations, pledges from the public who are listening to this program and like to listen to great community program just like this on their home station. What do the funds go to? What does it get used for?
Yeah, sure. Well, they generally always go towards special projects, and a little bit of it would go to our general funds or general expenses, but usually we have some really special projects. So back in 2013, our funds helped us raise money for a new digital music service, and then we also began some plans for a new website revamp, and then we also had some of that money earmarked to host the National Kansas Community Radio Conference, which we hosted just this past June, which was really awesome. And then last year we used the funds to revamp our current on-air and recording spaces, which we're using presently. So we have a brand new live booth and a brand new production studio, which just rises the quality of our broadcasts and the space and everything that we had. And it allowed us to pay for a top class technical engineer to do all the installation of that work. So this year we have some new projects that we're taking on. We are looking to raise funds to actually produce and introduce a new website, which would be more mobile friendly. And that includes a live stream and a live calendar and all that sort of stuff. It'll be way more reliable, and that will help all of you out there in listener land to listen live when the show is aired on Fridays at a local 107.3 FM from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we'll also use that money for some further broadcasting improvements, which will include installation of our new transmitter, which we've raised funds for in the past, and working towards some amplification. I have lots of work to do with that. It'll be a project that's going to take a couple of years of fundraising, a little bit down the road. But we're looking to eventually raise ourselves from 250 watts all the way to 3,000 watts, which would be a huge increase for us here in St. John.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
How far would that let you reach?
It won't let us get a lot further, but it'll definitely make us a lot stronger.
Increase the signal and the quality of the
broadcast. Or at least that's
our goal.
It'll definitely get us a little bit further, but there's some spotty areas in the city that will be no longer.
Right. Awesome. Well, there you go. If you would like to donate to Campus and Community Radio, and it's specifically to Local FM during their Fund Drive right now, which is our home station for the Earshot 20, you can call 648-5925. Or you can head to the website localfm.com. And you can make a donation there. Any amount helps. And let me tell you that Brian and I, we don't get paid to do this. We come in and do it because we love you. And so if you could share a little bit of that love back, well, you're just tender. And I love it. Thanks very much. That's a weird word to use, actually.
Tender?
Tender. I was thinking tender, loving care. Yeah. Anyway.
I love you. Is you just starting to say that you love them tenderly?
I do. I will love them tenderly for the rest of my life. We are going to come back in the next hour of the program. You're going to get more of the predictions episode. Lots more great music on the way, of course. All music that you're probably used to hearing already because they've been charting with us or have charted in the past. We're going to be talking to Aaron Bond, and Stephen Karlick joins us again in the second hour of the program, too. You're not going to want to miss that. Stay tuned, and don't forget 648-5925 if you'd like to make a donation right now to Local FM for their Fun Drive episode, or localfm.ca for instructions on how to donate online. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.